Find your place wherever you need to be and begin by slowly closing your eyes. And just getting really still, noticing whatever emotions are right there at the surface. No judgment, no trying to pull them in or push them away, just letting them be. Welcome whatever is here in this moment, right here, right now. And begin to notice how you feel supported by the structures beneath you. You might feel your sits bones meeting the chair. Your back, your spine being supported. And also a deep felt grateful knowing of how supported you are by this community, by the women who hold this space for you, with you. And as Yamin said, permission to allow yourself to be held effortlessly. As you breathe into the possibility of arriving more mindfully, more deeply, more fully, a mindful arriving in presence. And as you settle into this space, just turn your attention now to your breathing body. I invite you to welcome in three deep breaths, tuning in to the subtle dance of your diaphragm as she rises and roots. Again and again, breathing in through your nose, expanding your belly as you inhale, and then slowly exhaling through your mouth, feeling a complete release. And then again, breathing in through your nose, expanding your belly, and a long, lovely, slow exhale through your mouth. And when you are ready, one more time, just deepening that in-breath and lengthening the out-breath. Now, just let your breathing return to a natural rhythm and notice a feeling of more spaciousness, of relaxation. Maybe imagine some choppy water after a boat with an engine has driven by, but now the boat has gone and the ripples slowly transform into gentle, undulating waves. Maybe water after a storm has been churning it up, and now the storm has receded. Because we all carry those storms inside of us, habitual tension in our muscles, or storms in our minds might show up as brewing anxieties or worries. Or could be storms that arrive as endless demands or caretaking or list making. So let us practice together breathing in calm skies, silky water, breathing out tension, tightness, any urge to perform or prepare. Just you. Just breath. Just us breathing together, softening, welcoming in and letting go. And it's here we begin to dance with the gifts of our imagination. So wave your wand, summon a transformation, and manifest the portal. I invite you now to imagine you are walking through an ancient forest, a forest lush with age-old trees and patches of bright, colorful wild flowers erupting with joyous abandon from dark soil. The sun is dappled through the uppermost branches of the trees, crisscrossing the ground beneath your feet with luminous, shifting shapes. You are walking slowly through this forest, completely present, utterly alive to all your senses in this moment, while also recalling the very first time you entered this sacred space. And as if by magic, you suddenly feel a small, warm hand in yours. And when you glance down, your eyes meet your eyes, the eyes of little you. She is alongside you on this journey. She is so grateful to be here with you now in the forest, her safe haven, her peaceful palace. And you can feel her gratitude swirling through your veins like a healing elixir. Here we are, she says. Here we are, you echo. We've come such a long way, she says. Such a long way, you agree. And you continue to walk together in a restful silence. But before you know it, she begins talking excitedly, like a bubbling brook, and pointing out all the marvelous magic surrounding you. The mossy toadstools growing in clumps by the base of the trees. That's where the fairies play, she tells you with delight. The fallen heart-shaped leaves that are scattered on the forest floor like confetti. She holds a sprig of lavender up to your nose. Smell, she says, and you breathe in the soothing calm of the purple buds. She shows you where her friends live, in the hollows, in the ground, and the lofty branches of her tree companions, slimy slugs, inquisitive squirrels feasting on acorns, and busy robins with red breasts who chirp with a melodic whistle. She explains to you that the clouds have names. Martha and Horace and Penny. She laughs with a wild giggle at the field mice who are chasing each other in circles, and then she weeps spontaneously, a deep felt sadness when she discovers a motionless butterfly whose spirit has flown across the veil, leaving behind a body of intricately colored, delicate wings. You crouch down to her height, feeling the gentle warm breeze on your cheeks and holding her little body so close, with no words, just the soft beat of your hearts as one. You inhale her delicious scent, salty tears, and Braben apples. And then she is off again, smiling and curious, collecting the fallen apples in her little hands, taking a big bite and letting the juice dribble down her chin. As all your senses spring to life at the close of this hot summer, you begin to feel more dimensional and attuned, with little you inviting you into the present moment over and over, again and again. The thought that something inside of you was ever missing or needed fixing evaporates like steam into the ether, and in its place, a lovely lingering feeling of love, acceptance, compassion for all you have been through. You breathe into that feeling, knowing it was once unfamiliar. But today, the birds and the leaves and the roots of the trees are all communicating to you that to hold yourself with kindness, tenderness, care, truly is your birthright. You can hear the ripple of a river or stream not too far away. Wisdoms and reminders flow on the current of her crystal clear refrain. We come to the forest to reclaim what belongs to us and to let go of everything that doesn't. We come to the forest to shake off the weights we drag, to dance through the trees with ease and flow, to commune with creatures and plants that live amongst us, to feel interconnected to all beings inside of us, outside of us. We come to the forest to be energetically held in alignment between the ground beneath us and the skies above us. We come to the forest with gratitude and grace, and wishes with wings, wishes that fly wherever we send them. You look around for little you and realize she has slipped out of sight, but you carry a deep knowing that she is safe, that she lives inside of you, always. Her innocence, her promise, her honesty, her beauty, her spontaneity, her call to create and imagine. She reminds you that even here, even now, you are growing up, never static, transforming, clarifying, alchemizing. You recall when you first entered this forest many moons and suns ago. You have traveled since through autumn, winter, spring, and summer. And now here you are, again. You have communed together and alone with metal, water, wood, fire, earth. And you have both metamorphosized on this journey and returned to yourself. A weekly reunion. Has it been 11 months? Or has it been forever? A timeline with no markers, no direction. The only thing you are certain of now is that you must and will continue the story. You have something to say, a reflection, a declaration, a truth, an intention, And as you gradually transition from your inner landscape back to the outer landscape, I invite you to open your eyes now with a very soft focus. You do not have to look at the screen or make contact with anybody. Just hold your hand to your heart and breathe into that miraculous pulse that is you. Before gently stretching your arms above your head or out to the side, just take your time. And when you are ready, pick up your pen. It is your time to arrive on the page, open, receptive to whatever needs to move through. It is your time to write to be you.